Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, Virginia's 10th District.
To start, what's your quick 30-second pitch? Why should I vote for you?
Well, I have been a bipartisan leader on the priorities of the region, from federal employees who've endorsed me with their PAC, supported me, to cutting taxes and supporting our local economy, and I've been endorsed by all the major business groups. On national security and the military, I fully funded the military and have been endorsed by Senator John Warner. And on public safety and protecting our communities, I've passed significant legislation, Project Safe Neighborhoods Bill, Stop School Violence Bill, and I have the support of the Police Benevolent Association that my opponent refused to even meet with.
How do you differentiate yourself more specifically from Senator Wexton?
Well, I have a record of leadership on the priorities of the region. 82% of the bills that Jennifer Wexton attacks me on are bipartisan, 82%. The ad that she has attacking me for the votes that I have up, 82% of those are bipartisan and include cutting your taxes, keeping the government open. I am the only member in the region who has never, never voted for a government shutdown. I'm the only one. Rarely is reported. 11 of the bills were to cut red tape for businesses. 4 were to deal with opioids. 3 were to improve veterans care. 3 of them were to deal with natural disasters. Then you have banking reform, farm reform, the Stop School Violence Act, My Criminal Alien Gang Removal Act, 2 votes on the right to try legislation to give dying patients access to life-saving drugs. She opposes that. I support it. Pfizer reauthorization. These are all the things that my opponent opposes and attacks, and they are bipartisan good policy for our region. And that's why I have been endorsed by people from as diverse as the federal employees PAC and John Warner and our police, to the U.S. Chamber, to the NFIB, and to, you know, all of our, you know, so many business leaders and business groups in the community. I have a 35-year record of working with our businesses, with our schools, with our philanthropies in this area, and I have those relationships. And that has resulted in this ability to cut our taxes, grow our economy, 4.2% economic growth, record high of family income, the most competitive economy since 2008. We were just named the most competitive, you know, economy in the world just this week. Record low unemployment in every demographic group, small business and manufacturing optimism at record highs. And this is what Jennifer Wexton resists and attacks, and it's what I have fought for and has enriched our region and provided more opportunity, prosperity, and safety in our communities.
Talking about that ad you were talking about, though, is this a national level election where it's national issues, or are there local issues as the key driver here? How are people talking to you about this election?
Well, as I go around, I hear people very happy about the economy, and they want, you know, I've said, we have cut your taxes and we're going to do more. We have tax cuts 2.0. And we have, when you have 4.2% growth and you have the economy growing, you want to continue on that path, not resist it. And so I am talking about what the issues and the bills we've actually passed. As I've said, you know, I really do challenge the press to actually go through all of those bills that Jennifer Wexton opposes. Now, Jennifer Wexton has promised already that she will raise taxes. She has never, you know, she opposes all these tax cuts that we have done that are growing our economy. She attacks it. That's part of, she's attacking me on supporting the tax cuts. And that's because, you know, she's the number one liberal in the state Senate this year. So that's, she was named that. She has fought against tax cuts, opposes them. But she also opposes this bipartisan agenda, which is, you know, battling the opioid crisis and fully funding that battle, fully funding our military. You know, she would have been with the Schumer shutdown crowd. I have never voted for a shutdown. I was at the White House when the president talked about a shutdown, and I said to the president, you know, right there with the cameras rolling, we cannot have a government shutdown. It is not good whether Democrats or Republicans do it. I'm my own woman. I stand up and have an independent voice for our area, but it's also a voice that can work on a bipartisan basis with leadership of both parties. And that's why when you look at local regional issues, we have always had bipartisan leadership on Metro, where I've gotten the full funding every year, even when Republicans tried to cut it. On the pay increases for our federal employees, I was the person who fought for that and respectfully disagreed with the administration and fought to get that put into our budget, and it's now in there. I've also fought to protect Dulles Airport, and I was the key person who killed both the Democrat and Republican efforts to steal flights from Dulles Airport and harm our regional economy. So I have demonstrated both local leadership as well as national leadership on the priorities of our region, like getting our economy moving, supporting our innovation economy. We have a huge tech sector, a huge defense industry sector. All of these people that I have worked with on the issues that help grow their jobs and make us an innovation hub. I have been a leader on veterans. I got a veterans center in Leesburg opened up within 8 months by working with members of this administration and local officials, and we got that done. So my record is one of leadership for the region, leadership that can work with a variety of people, and my opponent has been a resistance follower who's going to be lockstep with Nancy Pelosi, has never demonstrated any independence or willingness to, you know, step outside of what then, you know, being the number one liberal in the state Senate. And she has already promised tax increases, and she has a bad record on protecting victims. She voted against a bill, it was actually my bill when I was still in the state house, to help victims of domestic violence. It was one of her first votes she voted against. A vote against a human trafficking bill that I had, again, one of her first votes as a state senator. She voted against restitution for victims, a bill that was signed by the Governor Northam and bipartisan. She also voted against providing more information about child predators when they're let out of jail and they might be in your neighborhoods. People wanted to say we should know where they're working and if they're in some dorm room next to your students. She opposed that. So she has a very left-wing record. She's part of this resistance movement. She, on January 1st, her New Year's resolution was to resist. My resolution, and she wants to fight with, you know, fight with people. I'm a fighter for my constituents. I'm fighting for them. And I work with Democrats, Republicans, whoever it is, to get real results. Like sexual harassment, where I've been a leader. My legislation was put through on a bipartisan basis to require education and training of members and staff in Congress. But I've also continued to put through landmark legislation that I co-sponsor with Democrats that will reform the entire sexual harassment process. So victims have a stronger voice and a level playing field against their predators. We provided transparency. We also provided due process, but it's bipartisan legislation that I hammered out with Democrat colleagues to make sure we had a strong, positive solution. Done the same on crime bills. My opponent just talks about things, but she's never gotten a bill passed to prevent gun violence. I have. My Project Safe Neighborhoods bill has funding to prevent gun crime, gang crime, and deal with drug crime. She just has talking points and resists and says, no, you've got to be able to work with people to get things done. The Stop School Violence Act is on that scorecard that she opposes.
Would you be able to do all of this if Democrats became the majority? Would you be able to have as much of an impact if you were in the minority?
Well, either way, you need to have someone who's going to work with an administration that's going to continue to be Republican and can get bipartisan results. And I've demonstrated that as a leader when I was in the state house and I worked with a Republican governor and then a Democrat governor who signed my bills. And then I worked with a Democrat president when I first was elected to fight for my priorities for Metro, for federal employees, And actually, President Obama froze federal employee pay before I got there. When I got there, I made sure to make sure they got their pay raises. So I can, you know, I have demonstrated an ability to pass legislation and get things done and have, you know, like on federal employees, I have the top score in Virginia this year on working with our federal employees, which is why the federal employee PAC has supported me. But I also have the top support and a great record with the Chamber of Commerce, with small business, with our realtors, with our hospitality industry, and all the things that drive our economy. I have long-term relationships with. My opponent is on the other side and sort of on the bottom on all the business issues and doesn't have those relationships. So that would harm our region, as well as we would have nobody in the region. We have never had, you know, for decades, this region has had bipartisan leaders. I am the only Republican right now. I'm actually the only woman voting member in the entire metropolitan Washington region. You know, Eleanor Holmes Norton doesn't vote. I have a vote. But it's all men and it's all Democrats right now. And if, you know, there was no other leader on the sexual harassment issue in our region, I was the leader. I stood up. I'm on that committee and I took on that task. There's no other leader in our region who can go to the administration and make sure we are getting our transportation funding. There's not another leader who can fight for those pay raises and call up the White House and explain why this is a bad idea and why it hurts our local economy and why, when we have a booming economy, we actually need to provide pay increases for federal employees, because it's such a competitive environment in the workplace and we want to keep a talented workforce in, you know, doing all the important federal jobs on national security, on defense, on homeland security, on prosecuting, you know, gang crime and criminals, and doing the important work of NIH and research. So I think we were heard and people understood the concerns there. And as a result, I'm able to deliver results for my constituents.
On the transportation funding side, there's an attack against Senator Wexton for supporting the transportation funding increases that you opposed in the General Assembly. So I don't know if it's a congressional campaign committee or an ad from your campaign specifically, but attacking Senator Wexton.
It was the campaign committee, but here's the difference. I've supported increases in transportation funding, whether it's getting the full funding for Metro, getting Tiger grants for our region, getting regional transportation funding that was increased while I've been in Congress, but I've done it without raising taxes. The difference is my opponent supports, her solution for everything is increasing taxes. I have not supported increasing taxes. I have supported economic growth and cutting taxes, which then when you have 4.2% economic growth, you have a lot more money coming into the government that from that growth, from businesses coming back from overseas. We have a record amount of businesses coming back. You know, Apple brought back a lot of business here, billions of dollars, because of, you know, well, it was after the tax cuts. I'll let them say why, but they certainly didn't bring back their business during the Obama era. They brought it back after we passed the tax cuts. That's exciting. That brings more revenue in, and that gives us more revenue to support all of our local needs. In Virginia alone, since the tax cut bill passed, there's been a $550 million surplus. And you know what the Virginia Secretary of Finance attributed that $550 million surplus to? The increase in defense spending and the tax cuts. He said it had a lot to do with that. And I'm the person who supported both the tax cuts and the fully funding our military. My opponent wouldn't have supported those things that have now created a surplus in Virginia so that we have more money for transportation or for tax cuts on the state level or for funding our schools. That's leadership, and I've demonstrated that. A bill I passed when I was in the State House for data center, we cut the taxes for data centers in order to maintain and keep them as a growing business in Virginia. And as a result, Loudoun County alone gets about $120 million a year from their data center industry. That is a lot of money, and I did it by cutting their taxes, not by increasing them. So we have a fundamental disagreement. on growing the economy and how that lifts everybody up, raises wages. We have family income is at an all-time high right now. Unemployment, record unemployment. And as a result, employees and skilled employees are in demand. So we are helping with workforce development. That's another area where I've worked on a bipartisan basis and continue to work to upgrade the skills of our employees, support businesses investing in their employees and upgrading their employees and giving them tax breaks, giving them support for research and development so that they will grow their own workforce and they will be a higher paid, more skilled workforce that compete in the 21st century economy and will continue to grow our economy here and abroad.
Do you believe the polls in this race, or are you feeling pretty confident?
Listen, I've won 7 races in 9 years, and the poll I have paid attention to is my own internal polls and working on door-to-door. And you may recall 2 years ago when Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine were going to be president and vice president, and that was a 70-something percent lock, and all the polls had them there. Well, they also had me losing by 5 points 2 years ago, and I won by 6. So our internal polls, which we actually released, have us up. I've always overperformed them. But more importantly, I've overperformed in supporting the region and being a leader for the region. And that important leadership and having bipartisan leadership in this region is why I've earned the endorsements and support of such a diverse group, from Senator John Warner to Congressman Frank Wolf, to our federal employees PAC, to our police, to all of our major business groups, the National Association of Women Business Owners, and more. So I am proud of our strong pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-business, pro-national security, supporting our veterans, getting that veterans center in Leesburg so our veterans are better cared for. The 3 bills that we passed to help our veterans, again, that's on the scorecard that my opponent attacks. 3 bills to support our veterans, to fund them. You know, these mindless attacks from the resistance left are really destructive to what people want to have done, which is getting results on their bread and butter issues every day.